Measure Up Podcast, Episode 23, Aligning KPIs to the Right Things. G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organisation or business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about aligning KPIs to the right things, our practical tip is what exactly is KPI alignment? In the Q&A segment, we'll help Measure Up subscriber Nerida answer her question about how to align KPIs across business units. In the new how-to resource segment, I'll tell you about a visual tool for teams to use to align their goals and KPIs. And the new Getting More segment will wrap us up with a few links to help you wade more deeply into this whole KPI alignment thing. But I'll kick us off, as usual, with a little personal update. Yesterday, I decided to stroll down to my backyard orchard and fertilise the fruit trees, seeing as spring has sprung here in the southern hemisphere, and I saw something that was definitely not normal. Right there on my lemon tree, I kid you not, was the biggest lemon I've ever seen, bigger than a grapefruit. Even though it's 17 centimetres long, weighs in at 1.1 kilos, and it completely and uselessly engulfs my lemon juicer, it's still nowhere near in contention for the world record of lemon bigness. That's apparently held by a young Israeli lad, Aaron Shamol, whose world record winning lemon weighs an unfathomable 5.265 kilos. How much lemonade would that make, I wonder? Now, before we get into today's episode, I'd like to draw your attention to a change in both the Measure Up newsletter and the podcast. The newsletter that comes to you by email now includes a Q&A section, and that's where I answer a question from a recent subscriber. The podcast will now be based more tightly on the content of the newsletter. I guess I'm working toward tighter alignment, and how about that? We have a completely unintentional but very neat segue into the theme of this issue, alignment of KPIs. First, a quick message about upcoming events to skyrocket your performance measurement know-how. In October and November this year, we're running the next Performance Measure Blueprint online program. The Performance Measure Blueprint is a step-by-step methodology to develop great performance measures, and when I say it will be online, I mean we'll be getting together on live and interactive visual webinars once a week for 8 weeks, and I'll teach you the 8 steps in the Performance Measure Blueprint. We'll have a couple of interactive Q&A webinars along the way too, so you can ask questions and brag about your progress, because the program is designed for you to put into practice what you learn right away. At the end of each webinar, I'll have an activity for you to do, along with a template you can use, to implement each step as we go. Read all the detail, program structure, dates, and the pricing options at Performance Measure Blueprint online. This episode's practical tip will hopefully trigger a bit of dialogue on the Measure Up blog about what it means to align KPIs, why we do it, what we align them to, and how to make it happen. It's called What Exactly is KPI Alignment? You can get a written copy of the podcast's practical tip in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up newsletter. You can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Apparently, KPIs need to be aligned, and if you have aligned KPIs, you're good to go. But what exactly should they align with, and why? According to dictionary.com, alignment means arrangement in a straight line or in correct relative positions. For KPI alignment, the second part of this definition fits. It means that all KPIs or performance measures within an organization correctly relate to one another. These relationships between KPIs make it possible for everyone to see how they contribute to the organization in the best possible way to excel at what it exists to do. And there are 3 types of alignment that are important to understand. The first type of alignment is to strategic direction. If you're going to align your KPIs to anything, it just has to be strategic direction. The priorities for the organization to improve its capacity to deliver its mission and fulfill its vision. So at the corporate or strategic level, this means that KPIs exist to monitor the essential performance results implied by the vision and mission, assuming they're not just motherhood statements, as well as the current strategic goals or objectives, or whatever you call them. For a national sports agency, their mission might in part be to increase participation in sport. A KPI aligned to this result might be total proportion of population participating in sport at least weekly. If you're thinking that's not measurable, you'd be wrong. The data comes from a National Recreation and Sports Survey and census figures for population. The second type of alignment is to business processes. When you talk about aligning KPIs, you can't not talk about cascading them too. And of course, the cascading has to maintain the alignment. The way that corporate strategic goals and the mission and vision get achieved is through the operations of the organization. And, which may be surprising, operations don't happen via the organization's structure, but rather by its end-to-end business processes. A business process, like delivering a service to a customer, can involve many of the organization's departments or business units. Aligning KPIs to business processes means three things. Firstly, the business process has KPIs that monitor the most important outputs that it exists to produce. Secondly, the business process has KPIs that monitor its greatest influence in support of the results the organization exists to achieve. Thirdly, it has KPIs that monitor the results of critically important steps in the business process, the in-process drivers of its outputs. If cash flow is a strategic KPI for an organization, then the invoicing process has a big impact. A process output of invoicing that impacts cash flow is timely payment of invoices, which might be measured by debtor days or percentage invoices paid on time. A critical step in the invoicing process that impacts on-time payment is itemizing the invoice. If that's not done accurately, the invoicing likely won't get paid. So an in-process KPI could be percentage invoices with errors. The third type of alignment is to business units. Organizations that don't yet understand what its business processes are not ready to align KPIs and performance measures to processes. So instead, they'll align their KPIs to business units or the departments or functional areas demarcated by the organizational structure. When KPIs are aligned to business units, it's similar to aligning them to processes. The business unit has KPIs that monitor the most important performance results that it exists to achieve, as well as KPIs that monitor its greatest influence in support of the results the organization exists to achieve. If it's the human resources department, their performance results might include fast recruitment of staff into vacant positions. Staff have all the skills required of their roles, and given a strategic priority to improve organizational culture, staff are fully engaged with the organization's purpose. If the HR department's KPIs and performance measures are designed to monitor those performance results and any other results that support these, then their KPIs are aligned. But there are a few things not to align KPIs with. All too often, people will look for KPIs before they know what the performance results are that matter. Measures for measurement's sake is a waste of time and effort and attention. If your rationale for deciding to measure something is that you have some available data, or an industry benchmarking report, or a list of KPIs related to your functional area that you downloaded from a KPI database, hit the brakes. The common underlying theme for any kind of KPI alignment is that you align your KPIs with deliberately chosen performance results. Spend time working out the performance results to align KPIs with before you worry about what the KPIs themselves will be. If the power of having KPIs and the power of having those KPIs aligned with the organization's strategic direction is that it pulls everyone and every process within the organization together, so you spend the least amount of time and effort you achieve these goals and fulfill its purpose. If you want to take action on these ideas, here's my suggestion. The tool I use with my clients to make it tons easier to align KPIs to strategy and to business processes or business units is the POMP results mapping tool. Its power is in the way it puts waffly, weaselly strategy into plain English result statements and shows the alignment of these results from top to bottom. Then when you design your measures or KPIs for these results, your measures are automatically aligned too. And it's this results mapping tool that features in today's how-to resource. It's a POMP how-to kit for how to align your KPIs to measurable goals. The POMP results map is a very simple tool. It's already formatted in PowerPoint, but it's powerful in the way it visually lays out your strategy right before your eyes in a way that makes it plain and simple English, very measurable, and shows the alignment of goals and measures from top to bottom. This how-to kit and PowerPoint template come to you as a digital download, so you can get it immediately, and it contains instructions and examples to get you started right away. You can read the detail at stacybarr.com/products/results-mapping.html. That's stacybarr.com/products/results-mapping.html. When we do results mapping, we make sure that the center of the map is where the strategic direction goes, the goals for the organization as a whole. Then we cascade outwards to pick up the alignment of business unit or business process goals, and that's where this episode's subscriber question relates. New MeasureUp subscriber Nerida in Brisbane, Australia asks, how do you align across multiple businesses in a very diverse organisation, local government? Local government's probably the most complex kind of organisation I've ever consulted to, and that complexity certainly makes it seem an overwhelming task to align KPIs across all the business units. But if you adopt just a few simple principles, it makes it easier to break the task down into digestible chunks. The first principle is that each business unit will significantly and meaningfully impact only a few of the corporate goals, not all of them. So the first step is to have each business unit identify which two or three of the corporate goals they influence most. The second principle is that each business unit produces some kind of output, whether tangible or intangible, and it's these outputs that impact the corporate goals. So the second step is to articulate these outputs in plain and simple English. Support functions like HR or IT or procurement won't always impact the corporate goals directly, but they will have outputs that impact the other business units' outputs. The third principle is that when you're clear about outputs, you're not far off from understanding the performance results that need to be measured to align each business or support unit with the corporate direction. So the third step is to design just enough KPIs to measure those outputs or performance results. The fourth principle is that in complex organizations, it helps to get people talking and collaborating across organizational boundaries. So a fourth step could be to hold an open space style event where each business and support unit displays their outputs and how they link to the corporate goals. We call these open space events measure galleries, and they hold the space for people to learn and offer ideas for each other's outputs and measures. I'm really describing the first few steps of the performance measure blueprint here, but these are the most important steps to get right. Well, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, email me at measureup@stacybarr.com. How about I wrap up now with a few links in our new Getting More segment? I've got three articles for you today, if you want more, all of which are from the MeasureUp blog at measureupblog.com, so you can easily search for them there if you want to read them. The first article is Four Keys to Cascading Company KPIs to Individuals. I'm not really a believer in measuring people, especially in organizations that aren't even good at measuring team or organizational goals yet, but this article talks about four important things not to overlook if you do. So that article again, Four Keys to Cascading Company KPIs to Individuals. The second article is Three Types of Performance Measure Relationships. Alignment is about relationships, but there's more than just a cause-effect relationship. This article talks about that one, but two others as well that people overlook all the time and shouldn't. So find out what these three types are in three types of performance measure relationships. The third article is called The Five Essential Parts of a Dust Repellent Strategic Plan. Good alignment of KPIs to strategy is actually impacted a lot by how you lay out your plan. This article gives a simple but transformational strategic plan template. It's all about the order of five typical ingredients in the plan. So again, that article is The Five Essential Parts of a Dust Repellent Strategic Plan. Well, it's the end of another episode. Thanks again for joining me. You can download these podcasts and also read the practical tips at Measure Up blog. You can also subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. And while you're there, please feel very welcome to and encouraged to rate the podcast and provide a little comment. That would be great. It'll help others find the podcast and also help them sign up. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.